The story of the soul. Before life on earth, we have a soul. Part of our soul is composed of many earthly expressions in parallel. And in this life, which you are aware of, as you created this parallel expression. The nature of the soul is unlike anything else in the universe or beyond. Here, I might attempt to describe the soul to you, but every word I would attempt to find would fail me. So, to avoid failure, I will instead compare elements of the soul and soul expression to earthly ideas of which you are familiar, and in doing so, lead you on a journey where you will know all of the answers as I outline the questions before you. I have, in my life, felt the expression of my soul and the souls of others in a variety of ways, many of which will be familiar to you when you take time to quietly reflect on what I say. When I ask you to recall what it was like to fall in love for that very first time, you will feel the connection with an emotion which is divine. For love is among all the other emotions that you've felt in your life to be the only one that's not human. When I ask you to recall a time of fear, you will imagine it, but be unable to recall the dimensions that such an experience provided you with at this time. You will recall an outline only, and when you compare this outline of emotion with your recall of the feeling of love, you will immediately see how human and therefore incomplete all other emotions really are. Just before the end of this earthly expression, which we call death, your continued connection with this and other lives, your soul expression created, the only human experience you will be able to access will be that of love. Your fears, anger, jealousy will melt away in your mind, just as your physical body will be experienced as nothing more than what it is, a vehicle for the real you, your soul expression. In death, no longer tied to your physical body, those who live on and had known your love will be able to communicate with your continuing soul expression. But how and why? Time to understand who you are and the immortality of your soul. Later, in other recordings, we will explore the larger dimensions of the soul. So, for now, let's stay with a clear understanding of how your soul creates life. We are all born to parents through their physical union. Before conception, male and female own an existence in this time plane. We, as a soul, are about to enter this time plane again. An expression of your human life comes into being when a part of your soul creates this life here on earth through the moulding of physical form in the nature of our body. So, does God create life? Yes, for we are all an expression of what has been termed God, and in creating our body, we are creating life. Here, we realize that we, or God, is not there to bring into being suffering. Often it is asked why a baby that is born disabled, or a baby that is born only to die a short time after their birth, should happen. The key to examining this and other questions of apparent suffering is the value we place on life. To think of disability as the wrath of God is to value someone who is disabled as less. No person is less in terms of soul expression. To think of the death of a baby a few hours after its birth is to value that short life as less. The value of a child who grows into adulthood is not greater at a soul level than a child who did not live beyond a few hours. Both lives are an expression of our divinity, and you would hear a parent tell you how their baby, who lives for only a few short hours, was still as important to them in the love that they experienced and continue to experience. The mother valued that baby even if the child did not continue in sharing years of its life experience with her here on earth. I now ask you to understand these words and stop placing value on life in that way which is common when it comes to blaming God. But to do so, I recognize you will have to realize something very important about life, death, and your soul. There is no life separate from the soul, just as there is no death that separates us from our soul. Life and death are simple states of being and bring different forms of soul expression. On the physical plane of energy expression, call it life, at the union of two incarnate lovers, an aspect of your soul took their physical expression and molded it to form your body. Was God involved? Yes, for you are and always will be an expression of God. So God was present then, as now in your life. Another question before I move on. What if these two people didn't love each other, and their union was apparently a question of carnal pleasure? Well, from the soul perspective, you are filled with love at the point of your creating, which is termed conception. From such a perspective, you realize more than these who are incarnate, and in their simple expression, stripped of lust, drunkenness, whatever elements might appear to bring them together, there is one core element that you saw: your love for them, and what experiences for you to express, and for their union to provide. At some point in their lives, they will remember their soul expression as the core of their being. And you will share this with them at such a point in time, to create union of understanding. Now, a physical form, known as a baby, grows in the womb of one who is incarnate. Part of your soul expression occasionally links to this form and molds its growth and development throughout the ensuing months. At the moment of birth, which is a powerful physical experience, your soul expression will be in that body to know of birth. After your birth, this aspect of your soul expression will leave the physical body it has created for periods of time. Throughout the remainder of your life, there will be many times when you leave your physical body, just as in early childhood, but to a much lesser degree for most people. Why do we require this separation from our physical body? Because it is not possible for this aspect of our soul expression to continually remain in a physical human form. Remember that your physical body is simply a small vehicle in which resides an equally small part of your soul. The physical body, created and then nourished for the remainder of your life, through the expression of your soul element, is designed for you to have the experiences, receiving and expressing, which the vehicle of human life can provide. Human lives are only a small but important part of your soul expression, resulting in times when you unite fully with other aspects of your soul expression, during periods we call sleep. There are times when you create such a union, and some of these are conscious. Recall a time when you made love with another, and touched the divine within them and yourself. Recall times of going within when listening to music, meditation, and intense peace, or during periods of grace, and know all through connecting with the divine being you really are. With the physical form in place, your soul's expression on the journey in this life has begun once again. Days, weeks, months, and then years pass, and at each passing of time, your soul expression weaves around its physical form, thoughts, understanding, insights, and ultimately further expression. In doing so, we master this strange world in time and space, called life, and learn to both express and respond, until the time is ready for our soul to finally take command. Such command may express itself early in a life, whereas for others such command emerges much later. For some, only hours before their earthly death. The aspect of your soul which is incarnate in what we call life has moulded our body for a purpose. But how many of you now remember this in your adult life, as you progress through each day, each week, month, and every year of your life? Do you notice how wake-up calls make you step into a question of meaning about who you are, where you are going, and what you are both expressing, achieving, and receiving from others? For many, they allow their life to be only defined by their boss, their partner, children, parents, and friends, rather than reflect and create their own personal meaning in life. Here, they allow their humanness to take complete control and define their world, rather than letting their soul express fully how their life can be. This life was designed by your soul to experience being disconnected and not knowing. So let us now understand more fully what humanness can be, and celebrate in our lives from a broader perspective. In doing so, allow this recording to provide the affirmation that, yes, you are on the right path. Humanness is full of emotions, such as pain, joy, fear, courage, achievement, and finally wonderment. No matter what age we might be, we still have our breath taken away at the wonder of the world we live in. To witness the birth of a child, to contemplate the gift of life when we lose someone close to us, to witness the achievement of others, and to discover our courage within. These gifts are what our life is composed of. Deep within our unconscious, we know that one day our time here will end. It may end when we least expect it, or we may consciously, slowly let go of life. For some, at their death, they will reflect on the life they have lived as time well spent. For others, there may be regrets about lost opportunities. Why is it so different from one person to another? Let's answer this question by simply understanding what it is for a part of your soul to take on the mantle of being human. For some people, a wake-up call is necessary. For others, they continue a simple, clear, uninterrupted connection with their soul expression, in unifying with our non-incarnate energy. So we are in complete flow. When you were born, your soul connection is still strong in that you have not learned what it is to be human. You could experience a body, but have no understanding of the world around you. Remember, this is an adventure and is bound by a strange imagined idea called time. As you grow, you are taught about time, and in doing so, begin to live your life around such a structure, which you share with others who believe in it also. In addition to learning about time, you learn many other things, initially from the people around you as you grow, from the people you meet beyond the family and that world. These people allow you to know love, comfort, and freedom. These people also introduce you to fear. They sometimes create in you anger, and also sometimes jealousy. You realize how slowly life progresses, and that thoughts do not immediately result in change. So your childish mind gradually becomes confused, and this creates a challenge to your soul's full expression. What an adventure, for what an experiment your choice for life has brought you. Now, let's move from childhood to where you are, age-wise, right now in your life. Are you making sense of your current human experience and the experiences you've had so far? Are there any areas that you don't appear to have a handle on? And if so, what are you doing right now to gain insight? If you have dreams, are they becoming real? And if not, why not? There is no one holding you back from achieving your dreams if they are yours and not borrowed from others. Now, this brings me to an interesting thought for you and will make some of the positive power talk gurus shudder. If a part of you is holding you back from making these dreams in your mind happen, could it be for an important reason? And that reason could be that part of you simply doesn't want or really need them. Life is not about struggle, but expression. So let your soul eclipse your heart to know the meaning of true love for who you really are.